All right, well, welcome back. I'm Farrard Tate, your host.
And I'm Beverly Mann, your co-host today.
And Beverly, like we do with every one of our amazing guests, let's give this brother a warm introduction and let's get this segment started.
Sure. We're very pleased to have with us today Dr. Jason Engel, and he is with the organization Boston Scientific. And Boston Scientific is co-sponsoring this segment of our program. He's going to talk to us about men's health. You want to ask the first question?
I guess my first question is, let this doctor, this brother, introduce himself a little bit more. Tell us about who you are, brother, and like, I know you from the DMV, so talk about that and what you've been doing.
Well, I did grow up in the DMV. Hello, thanks for having me. I'm Jason Engel. And I'm a urologist. And so let's just start there. We can understand that what is a urologist? Most people don't know. I'm a surgeon, but I'm also a doctor that just sees patients in the office. We operate on the urinary tract. And really how that's going to kind of segue into men's health has a lot to do with the prostate. So we'll get back to that. I grew up in Wheaton, Maryland, believe it or not, not far from Silver Spring. I went to school kind of all over and then came back here to practice. So I've always been in the DMV area, and I've primarily been downtown and at George Washington University. And I've always prided myself of being a little bit on the cutting edge of technology and bringing new procedures in. And some of you may have heard of robotic surgery, and I guess my big claim to fame would be I was the first to do a robotic surgery in my field in the whole Mid-Atlantic area. So I started the robotic surgery program at Washington, and that means treating lots and lots of prostate cancer. Unfortunately, which we'll get into, that means seeing lots of its side effects and helping patients with that. So erections and incontinence.
That's amazing. That's amazing, brother. And so you've done all of that, but now you are also making sure that men are healthy, fathers are healthy. And so I want to kind of go into this area of prostate cancer that scares a lot of men. Is it something that, you know, can we talk about that in a way that lets men know that, yeah, it is a serious situation, but it's something that a man, a doctor like you, can help them get through? Can you tell us what is, like, prostate cancer?
Yeah. Let's start with what's the prostate. I think most people don't really know what that is. And so when I'm talking to patients, I usually assume they don't, so they're not scared to ask. So the prostate is a gland, okay? That means it makes something, although we don't really know what it makes. It's connected to a man's bladder. And what it is, I call it the junction valve. It's like a plumbing junction valve. We use the same tube to urinate through and to ejaculate through. And it's the prostate that allows these systems to come together. And the prostate, as you get older, really I'm talking above 50 or so, it just becomes a headache. It grows and it makes it hard to urinate. That's a separate issue. And it can get cancer in it. And so what is prostate cancer? It's basically cancer that forms in the prostate. And everyone's terrified of the concept of prostate cancer because a lot of times people don't entirely understand the subject. It's very confusing. People fear the word cancer, and of course it makes people terrified. But they need to understand that the vast majority of cases of prostate cancer are not aggressive. Many don't even need to be treated. And if you do need to be treated, it's not a death sentence. Almost everyone gets cured, not that gets treated. And so a lot of it's taking the fear out of it. And the fear really has to do with going to see the doctor, getting screened, doing the right thing at 50 and sort of getting it looked at and looked into. But the key with prostate cancer is to understand that although we're looking for it, it's going to be something that's not going to wreck your life. You're going to be okay. You're going to be glad you looked for it in the long run. And there's plenty of things we can do to help you if there are any byproducts of the treatment. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, Beverly, I know that we know this man to man talking, but as a woman, you know that there are lots of women who can inspire their husbands or boyfriends to go get this. I know you have a question also.
Sure, doctor. Can you tell us, are some men more likely to get prostate cancer?
Yeah. Well, the number one thing would be a strong family history. By that, I mean Not so much saying there's a, you know, an uncle that was diagnosed with a low grade case, but when someone comes in or tells me, you know, my father had it and it was aggressive and it spread or it had things like that, that's going to be the number one group that's at higher risk. So they should definitely get screened. And we're going to talk about that maybe with a test called a PSA. That's a blood test. There was a lot of talk. It's a little controversial now. It's not clear scientifically if this is true, but it was generally felt that the African-American community tended to have it more. And when they did have prostate cancer, it tended to be more aggressive. So the push tended to be to make sure those in the African-American community and those with a family history make sure they get screened.
Wow. Yeah. So we want to make sure you get screened. So what are some of the treatments for prostate cancer after, you know, you find it? Can you talk about the treatment process?
Yeah. And this is, there's many treatments, and this is where it gets very confusing. These days, we know that probably the most common treatment that we do now is if we find prostate cancer, it tends to not be aggressive. The risk of spread is relatively low. And the reality of the situation is that many patients we don't treat, we don't have to. So that takes a lot of the scare out of the whole thing. But in terms of treatments, there's treatments that are for less aggressive cases. And those are kind of on the fringes. We can get into that if we want to. But the mainstay treatments are radiation and surgery, surgery being the most common.
All right. You think about that. And Beverly, when you think about like all of the men you know, what are some other things you think that from a woman's perspective that you might want to ask?
Sure, doctor. Can you tell us how is prostate cancer related to urinary incontinence and ED?
So the way, unfortunately, that prostate cancer tends to be related to those things, which means leaking urine when you don't want to, and not getting an erection or holding an erection when you want to. Unfortunately, those tend to be byproducts of the treatment. I call them collateral damage. So the treatments, regardless of the one you choose, and there's a lot of marketing around some that want to give you the sense that it's immune from these problems, but none of the treatments are immune. The treatments create erectile dysfunction and they create incontinence. Incontinence is something that, for instance, with surgery, every man goes through up incontinence. Most men, they get out of that and they don't need any treatment. But if they have any lingering incontinence, we tend to do procedures on them, which we'll get into. And in terms of erections, most men will lose their erections. And we're talking about surgery or radiation or anything here. Different patterns of how it occurs, but everyone's going to have trouble with their erections commonly. This is what terrifies most men. This is why most men don't want to be treated. But most men will get a lot of their erectile function back. And for those that don't, we have a whole, you know, series of things that we do, ultimately culminating potentially in a surgical procedure, which we can get into.
You're not good. And we want to make sure that people understand that doctors like you are here to help them through the whole process. And so I guess my question now is, you know, when you really think about the side effects, and you talked about some of the side effects, but it is so important that men know that it's better to know and to set up a process to deal with this. So can you kind of walk us through, like, how can one reach you to get more information if they want to get some more information to get kind of start the process of learning more and so they can stay healthy as men?
Yeah, and so this is where you want to get a pen and paper. I'm actually going to give three websites. So just learning, I'm going to give my website, which is dcurology.net. And that'll be a very good introduction into all of these things. And I think it usually takes a lot of the fear out, dcurology.net. But in terms of the questions of how could we help a person who is leaking, there may be listeners out there right now who've been treated and are leaking and don't know that there's an easy fix for that. That's very common. There you'd go to www.fixcontinence.com. www.fixcontinence.com. And in terms of how can we help men that have severe problems with, it's fixincontinence.com. www.fixincontinence.com. And then in terms of erection and what can we do for that, it would be edcure.org. edcure.org.
Thank you, doctor. And so we always try to inform and empower our listeners to know that with information, we can get through anything. You know what I mean? So is there any words of encouragement or empowerment that you can tell our brothers and our sisters so that they know that this year we're going to be healthy and we're going to thrive and live together?
Yes. The number one thing I want everyone to hear is, it's just as you said, it's always better to know than not know. You're scared to learn, but it's always better to know. And hopefully if anyone can learn anything from the sites I've given there and from me and perhaps seeing me in the future, it will be that everything will be okay. That it's better to know. It's better to know and say, I have to be treated. I'm going to go through this and have a partnership with the doctor who's here to help you and make this a smooth experience.
Sir, doctor, from the DMV, brother, we are so happy that you took the time out. I know that you're really busy saving lives. And Beverly, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel a lot more confident and comfortable. I wrote this information down myself too, because I need to know how I can take care of myself, because I have kids and I have loved ones that I want to live and thrive with for many, many years. What about you, Beverly? You have any more questions for this fine doctor?
No, I'm going to go to the website and get additional information. But Dr. Engel, we are so happy that you took the time to talk to us, because we love our men and we know men sometimes are a little hesitant about getting information about their health. So this is very valuable to them. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I'm hoping I can help.
And well, like we do with all of our guests, doctor, we want you to know that your family now, so anytime you want to share this information, we're just a phone call away. We have a lot of listeners and a lot of us know that we need to inform us to be healthy. So I want everyone to please stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And after this break, we're going to talk to you about what's next on DMV. Be informed, DMV. Beverly?
Yes, stay with us. Stay with us, everybody.